Simon Shin Sadi Ches, Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber says that a city that they first put up the wall around the city, the Hekef around the city, and afterwards they build houses inside. So you count 2,000 Amos starting from the last house. Assuming the houses don't make it all the way to the wall, you start from the last house, because the Hekef was not Hukav Ladira. Mishtabur says, according to the Ma, you wait Shivim Shiraim, a little more than 70 Amos, 125 feet, because you give a Kafir for the Achas, and after that, you start counting the 2,000 Amos. But you don't reckon, you don't work with the wall, because the wall is not something that we factor in, because it wasn't Hukav Ladira. Mishtabura says, unless there is a Beis Dira in the wall of the city, and that wall is within Shivim Shiraim, but 125 feet from the last house, then that house makes the wall an extension of the city, and you start from afterwards. However, if you have a city that first built the house, and the heck if the wall was done afterwards, so now the wall was built Hukav Ladira to support the Dira that's here, even if the wall is far away from the houses, the heck of Ladira that was made by putting up this wall makes the whole area Hukav Ladira, and now you start 2,000 Amos from after the wall, or according to the Ma, you count Shivim Shiraim, but 125 feet after the wall, and then you start your 2,000 Amos of Tchum Shabbos. Simon Shin Sadi Ches discusses how you do the actual physical Medida, the way it's done. In Sefav, the Machaber says that the correct way to measure Tchum Meir is only with a Chavash Shel Pishtan, with a rope that's made out of flax. It's 50 Amos long, not less and not more. If to pull it at each end, two people standing, Reuven and Shimon, 50 Amos away from each other, each one pulling it to stretch it, that should be an accurate 50 Amos. And if it's less than 50 Amos, you're going to stretch it too much. More than 50 Amos, not going to stretch it properly. It's going to sag. So therefore, it should be a 50 Amos long rope. Mishnah Berurah says, even though the best way for measurement of Shalosh Barzel is chains of metal, Chazal of the Kabbalah, based on the Pasuk Yecheskel, that the right way to measure is the Chevash Shel Pishtim, a string that's made out of flax. Now, the Bir Lachla says, B'shem the Tachem Moshe, B'shem the Kolboi, that if a person who's measured 2,000 Amos for Tchum Shabbos is trying to do with his feet, so he has to be worried that maybe his feet aren't the exact size of an Amma, and therefore he has to be a little more Machmer. The Bir Lachla says, even though it discusses Adath Menbeis and Irvin, some of Shavuos or Bikla, the Star of Shabbos in the valley, they don't know Tchum Shabbos, says they can count 2,000 steps, that's only someone stuck in the valley. But someone who is doing the right Medida should do with Chaval, should do with ropes, and not rely on the steps, because they might not be accurate. However, he says, you see from the Kolboi that he plants an erring on the side of caution and he ducked in a little bit because maybe he didn't count 100% accurately, then he can be samech on his steps. So based on this, any form of Medida is correct as long as you err on the side of caution a little bit. Nowadays, a lot of Medidas are done using more advanced technology, line measures from Google Earth, and as long as we err on the side of caution a little bit, a little machmer, then we can rely on such measurements. Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, if you have a river in front of you 75 Amos away from where you start measuring the Tchum Shabbos, and the Shabbos explains that the river is more than 25 Amos long, so if you do 50 plus 50, you're going to wind up in the middle of the river. You're not going to be able to measure because you can't have someone standing in the middle of the river doing the measurements. So rather, the way you do it is that once you measure the first 50 Amos, then you go back 25 Amos, and you measure from the 25 point to the 75 point. Then afterwards, you measure the river. We're assuming here the river is not more than 50 Amos, so you can measure the river by itself, someone standing on one side and the other person standing on the other side. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber says that you should put the robe connected to your heart and stretch with all your might, with all your kayach. It means two people standing there, each one with the robe against their heart. Mishtabur explains, Chazar Kaveh, this spot of connected the leiv, connected the heart, because otherwise you have one guy with the rope by his neck, alone by his feet, and then they're going to have an inaccurate measure of Tchum Shabbos and give everyone less than 2,000 Amos to walk. That has to be one standard place, so you do it by the heart. The Bir Halacha says, based on that this concept of the Dvar says you can really measure the rope on the ground also. The leiv is lavdafka. The point is that has to be both people are doing the same way at both ends. Not one connected his head, one connected his feet. Sevdal, the Mechaber says you measure connected the ear, connected the city. Even there's mountains there, it's hard to measure. You don't go on the sides and measure with a straight land. Rather, you have to connected the ear, connected the city. Mishtabura says that if there's one place connected the ear that's straight, you do it over there. We're discussing a case where there's no place that's straight connected the ear. You can't go away from the ear. You have to do it somewhere that's connected the ear, even if it's more convenient for you to do otherwise. When you get to the mountain, if the mountain is so steep, it's like a cliff, that if you drop, let's say, a plumb line from the top, you would see that only goes not more than 4 amos of a stretch on the way down, because it's almost like a straight cliff. And you don't have to worry about the slope, the reed of Aliyah, and you can just swallow up and ignore those 3 or 4 amos that there are. If there's a plateau on top, you measure the plateau. If there's no plateau on top, it just comes to the point, goes straight back down, then you ignore the mountain entirely. If the cliff is not a straight cliff, rather it's more like a mountain, and therefore it does go more than 4 amos on the incline. So then, if it's still relatively straight, if it go 10 tefachim up, it has to go 5 amos length, go 10 tefachim up. So then, if there's only one end of the mountain to the other end, 50 amos or less, you stick a stick on one side, stick a stick on the other side, and pull the rope across one stick to the other. And this way, you don't have to worry about the slope. If you can't get it in a rope of 50 amos, so then you do a rope of 4 amos, and you do piece by piece going across the mountain.